If you're like the millions of frustrated Americans looking for an alternative to the other senior benefits group and want to support an organization that takes responsible action, then now is the time to join AMAC.
AMAC, or the Association of Mature American Citizens, is the fastest growing conservative senior organization in America. AMAC believes in the values that have made America great: faith, family, and freedom.
AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, but without the liberal agenda.
AMAC stands up for the Constitution, and they fight with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., calling on members of Congress and the administration to discuss issues and support or oppose legislative actions on behalf of the membership. Issues like health care reform, Social Security, reducing prescription drug costs, and more.
We stand with AMAC, and we hope you will, too. Stand with us today and join at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks. The benefits of membership are great, but the cause is even greater. Join today at amac.us/chicks. There we go.
Everybody, yeah. It's Monday.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. First things first.
We talked about so many things before we got on. This is what we're going to talk about, blah, blah, blah. Let's start with the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be announcing her run for governor, I think, today.
Yes.
I think that's big news. We interviewed her. If you ever want to hear a really awesome interview of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, by the chicks. You can do that on our because we did that on our podcast, Radio America, our podcast, The Mock and Daisy Show. You can go find it. We're all fine podcasts are. But we did. We interviewed her, and we asked her that question. Do you remember?
I do.
Asked her.
And she was cagey about it.
Right, because they do that. They dance around it. They do a little jig around those questions. But I kind of was like, I think she's going to run for governor one day.
And I think that's happening today.
It's probably going to happen today. So I think she'll be great. I think, it'd be fantastic if she became governor of Arkansas.
I'm still mad at her, though, for never sharing our episode.
Yeah, I'm a little mad at her about that, too.
I mean,
I don't know what it is about people. And, we'll have these great people on our show. We'll interview them. And then they don't share it. It's kind of like the guy that dates you that never introduces you to his mother.
Yes.
That's us, you guys.
It's so us.
We're those girls. It's like we've done some cool stuff and we've interviewed some cool people, but we're those girls in the land of conservatism where people want to hang out with us, but they don't want to be seen with us. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about us, Mock. Yeah.
I mean, do we dress too slutty? Is that what it is?
I mean, my top is really high. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's the way we dress. I think it's like we're not in the upper echelon of conservatism. We've never been with that group. We've always been kind of lone wolves.
Yeah.
And so they just treat us like that. They've always treated us like that. And so whatever,
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
I mean, it doesn't happen all the time because Richard Grinnell amazing.
I was just going to say.
Yep. Amazing.
I was just going to say that Rick Grinnell was he had no problem being seen
with
us. He had no problem being seen with us.
Mm-mm.
And introducing us to
his
mother.
He was like, Mom, these are the chicks.
Right. Exactly. So he was cool AF. And Zuby also was really cool.
Zuby
and
was great.
There have been others, too, who have, a couple others, handful that have shared our stuff. But, a lot of people are just really weird about that. They want the publicity from our people, but then they don't want to give us any publicity. It's very strange the way that works.
I don't like
circles.
It.
That's an inside scoop, you guys, that you're not going to hear other places. Anyway.
Also, Mary Trump, who is that horrible, horrible niece of Donald Trump's who wrote the mean book and who's
she's
just
a
mean.
Hose beast, that one.
She's awful. Well, now she's saying that she wants to change her name now that she's made her fortune off of it.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works.
It's time for her to change her name because she believes that her uncle Donald Trump did incalculable damage to the United States. And she wants nothing to do with that name.
So she writes a book with the name.
Right.
Because wouldn't it have been funny if she wrote a book with the other name? And then no one would have bought it. And then, where would you have been? You sea beast. It's unreal, right? These people are so unreal. It's like, let me just use him for the Trump name, make gajillions of dollars, go buy like enormous houses and do whatever with the wealth in it. And she's been wealthy because of it. And then she's like, I'm just going to go ahead and cast off this name right now at like age 60. I'm going to do
now
it right
now. Everybody heard it. Right. I mean,
unbelievable.
Come on. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, you're such a hero, Mary. Such a hero. God.
Really odd interview with Dr. Birx, who I had forgotten about, but she is now doing, post-Trump stress disorder interviews.
Yeah. This is what they all
do. I don't know
who
it was from or who it was with, but she was asked, you know, basically about her experience in the White House with Trump, and she is saying this bizarre thing that she would give Trump charts and graphs of data saying, here's all the stuff that we know about today, and so go ahead and show that at the Daily Presser. And then Trump would show a completely different set of information. And she says that to this day, she doesn't know where that all of that parallel data, she calls it, came from. And so in her efforts to make Trump look bad, she is now getting killed on social media for not saying anything about this sooner.
At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you say something at the time? This is what so many of these people do, right? They, when they're away from him or when they leave the White House or whatever, they're like, I'm going to go ahead and trash talk him. Like, at the time, I'll appear, everything's fine. And then when I leave or when he leaves, it's like, I'm going to go ahead and write my book. Or I'm going to benefit from this, or I'm going to act like I was somehow under some sort of duress. Give me a break.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Okay. You weakling. Why didn't you say anything?
And it's, to me, it has, the only explanation is money, because why, if they were so principled, why did Dr. Fauci ever stay? He could have gone on TV as much as he wanted. They were talking to him all the time. She could have done the same thing. She could have still talked to the public about health. What was the point
and
of,
Dr.
of
Fauci,
doing that?
Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx were the ones who were guiding what we were hearing. They're the ones. They're the ones who were like making. They were the ones who were the principled ones who were guiding the COVID response. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and right now, if you look at the response to COVID, it's no different than what Trump had in place. Really, at the end of the day, Biden's not doing anything different. There's nothing different in his response. If you ask him, what's your plan? His plan is, well, we're going to go ahead and, you know, vaccinate people, and people are going to have to wear masks. Well, okay. Well, the vaccine, first of all, is Trump's vaccine, because he's the one that fast-tracked that through. So you guys can thank him for that. You're welcome, right? And the mask thing, oh, that's a novelty. I mean, it's something new and different. Great. Thanks for that really, like, innovative response to COVID. We're really excited about that. Thanks a lot, Biden. There's nothing new about what he's doing. So I don't know, what do these people want?
Well, now he's even saying, I mean, he's even actually saying out loud, there's nothing we can do to stop the trajectory of this disease. And so initially Trump doesn't have any plans. And now he's like, well, there's nothing we can do.
That sure is different than what he campaigned on.
Yeah.
Because
everything is different.
Everything
is different.
It totally is. Well, I mean, some things we knew were coming. Like when it comes to like the immigration and all, like we did hear him say a lot of the things that he was going to do. A lot of them are socialist whack job ideas that he's now making come to fruition. But, you know, when it comes to like the COVID response, he was basically like, I'm going to cure it.
and magically he is, right? Because now all the states are opening up and they're like, this is amazing. Now that he's here, we can go ahead and let people have jobs.
Right. I mean, a lot of the cities and stuff are opening now because they're realizing that we got to open, you know, because obviously this isn't working. And we did it during Trump's reign because, you know, it was a good way to make him look like a jerk off. Mm-hmm. So now they're like, well, we got to go ahead and open now because we don't want Biden to look like as much of a jerk off, you know. And then you have like schools. I saw in Las Vegas, they're opening their schools because their suicide rate is so high. Kids are committing suicide left and right. And they're like, I guess we should probably open the schools.
Yeah, because it's almost like they're weighing the pros and cons and realizing what we've been screaming for the past 9 months.
Right. You think you should maybe, I don't know, pay attention to the kids?
Right.
There's a thought. It's unbelievable. And then you were telling me about the Chicago
The Chicago unions. Teachers Union. The union just decided, nope, it's not safe for teachers to be in the classroom, so we're just not going to go back. And so they're not. It's all virtual in Chicago for God knows how long. And I cannot imagine how parents are tolerating this, but that's what you get when you have teachers' unions in control.
Wasn't that one teacher who she tweeted or she Instagrammed her picture and she was like, said she didn't feel safe being in the schools. Wasn't she a Chicago teacher?
I think so. Yeah.
I think she was a Chicago teacher. Y'all saw that, the picture of her. She was in some tropical, you know, paradise somewhere. You know, she has the audacity to talk about how she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't feel safe, you know, in the time of COVID as a teacher. And she's like in a bikini somewhere.
Where she went on a plane.
Right.
Through an airport.
Uh-huh. Right. Meanwhile, taxpayers are paying her to sit her ass at home. And she's like, I don't feel safe. Oh, I bet you feel safe there while you're on vacation, while the rest of us are paying for you to sit at home and go on vacations. That's nice for you. I mean, this is the thing. I get so irritated about this because is anybody paying attention to the kids? Well, it's nice that Las Vegas is finally doing that after kids have been killing themselves.
Right. Literally.
Literally killing themselves. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And speaking of unions, I was dying laughing at all of the union organizations on Twitter who were just amazed that Joe Biden is killing off all their jobs by stopping work on the Keystone XL pipeline and, you know, making all these new rules that he promised that he wasn't going to do. And now all of a sudden he's doing it. And they're like, but wait, you're the union guy. We voted for you. We made sure to get you into office. And now why are you doing this? And I'm like,
yeah,
told you so. I mean, yeah, exactly. How are you surprised? Mm-hmm. And me,
I know you want to feel sorry for them because they've lost their jobs, but at the same time, you're like, this, yeah.
And it's all sort of a nice little circle of doom for them because, so the union people lose their jobs, therefore right. They lose members in the union, therefore they lose member dues, therefore they have not as much money to send to Joe Biden,
right.
who they got into office anyway.
Yeah.
So they're all screwing themselves, and right. In that way, I kind of don't mind it.
Right. It's a big, like, centipede of effery, if you will. I just won't say it, but that's what it is.
I know.
And we're all watching it happen, you know? It's just watching it happen.
Yeah.
I read this morning about how Trump is not so much going to pursue, because I know we were talking a little bit yesterday about the Patriot Party. You and I talked about that.
Yeah.
He's not so much going to pursue the Patriot Party. This is what they're saying, like, insiders, you know, they always say, you know, sources close to him say that he's not going to pursue the Patriot Party as much as he is going to pursue really hitting hard in 2022, like getting people out of these offices and getting Republicans into offices and really hammering Democrats in 2022. And I thought that was interesting. So I was like, huh, because I know a lot of people are really chattering about this Patriot Party thing, about how it'll be really easy to, you know, hammer Democrats and maybe even go full force on this Patriot Party thing heading towards 2024. But will that fracture the Republican Party? I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the Republican Party, but I'm also very interested to see what Trump will do. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's the word on the street, at least today, is that he's focusing a lot on 2022. He wants to do that because he's like, they have such a stronghold right now, Democrats do. And so 2022 is really crucial for us from a local and a state level, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, any time that we can manage to squeak out a majority, it's like really important for us to do that.
Right.
Even though I do continue to think that they're all the same. Like, I'm just losing faith in the whole two-party system as a whole. Everybody sucks so hard.
Totally. And speaking of unions, the whole Amazon thing. Did you hear about the Amazon thing? They're trying to develop a union. I think it's Amazon. They're trying to formulate a union there. And what's interesting about that is that I heard that they were trying to do a vote, and they were trying to do a mail-in vote. And what's really unbelievably ironic and hilarious is that the powers that be are like, well, we're not so sure we're comfortable with the mail-in vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that not as secure?
Right. And I thought that was so freaking hilarious.
Oh my God. They're like,
I don't know if we're, and so if anybody like is upset about a mail-in vote at Amazon, well, you need to bugger right on off. Because it's the thing people in our comments are saying, yes, no mail-in, and Amazon is so against mail-in voting, and I'm like, well, why are they against mail-in voting? Why
are
they?
You gotta be kidding me. No. That's hilarious.
Can you even with this? They're like so unbelievably opposed to it, but yet for us, for our election, for our presidential election, they were like, that's the greatest thing ever. It's totally safe. Nothing to see here. Can you even with this?
How do they do these things with a straight face?
I don't know. And you're not going to see any of the major networks talk about this, right?
Yeah.
This is the stuff that you have to read on the down low. You have to be really paying attention to this stuff because you just don't. The hypocrisy is everywhere. It's everywhere we turn. There's just I can't even keep track of the hypocrisy. It's like everywhere I look, it's like, oh my God, hypocrite, 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 hypocrite. It's everywhere in every single facet of our lives with these Democrats. I can't. It's like, it's unbelievable how much hypocrisy there is. And then they just get away with it because they can.
God,
it's unreal.
That's insane.
Right.
Insane. Lena Dunham getting killed on the Twitter box because she tweeted out that she cannot wait to be at the White House as Hunter Biden's beautiful wife. So
gross.
I don't know what possessed her to even speculate about becoming the wife of Hunter Biden, who is married for the fourth time.
When he was at the inauguration, first of all, he was holding his baby, right? Was that his baby?
He had with the chick that he married in South Africa?
Not the stripper.
No.
Because the stripper is
the one that he's now paying child support to that was like a big case.
But he also has a baby with the stripper, right?
Is she a stripper, the one from South Africa? That's his wife. The one he's married to, they have a baby.
No, not this. The wife now is not a stripper, but he did have a baby with the stripper.
Yes. That's the one that there's now that they went to court over like paternity and all that.
Why was that baby not invited to the inauguration?
Because I don't think he wants to recognize that baby because he's not married to that baby's mama.
Well, that's
and he's
not very
a total
nice.
Piece of crap.
Well, that baby is still a grandbaby. Right? Am I right, y'all? That baby still should be recognized as a grandbaby. How would you feel if you were that grandbaby and you didn't get to go to the inauguration? And like 15, 20 years from now, you look back on videos of that and you're like, well, why did that baby get to go and I didn't get to go? And that's like historical footage of that baby getting held in that cute little outfit and I wasn't even there. I would be pissed. Wouldn't you be pissed?
I mean, I would be pissed if I found out Hunter Biden was my father. I would be like, nope, I don't want
touché,
any part of that.
Touché, but still, I mean, it would make it a little bit better if like, but think about that. You're going to have to be, I mean, first of all, you have to be in therapy because Hunter Biden is your father. I get it. But to compound that, you're discarded and you're not even part of that historical day because you're like the throwaway kid.
Yeah.
Think about that. You're the throwaway kid. So you're not even part of that. You're not even mentioned. You're just this other kid. You're just as much of a grandkid as that other kid. But because you're the stripper's kid, you don't get to go? I thought that liberals love strippers. Look at Cardi
B. Maybe the stripper didn't want her kid to go. Maybe she just wants the money, but really not anything else to do with that.
All right, that's true. All right, I just kind of feel like it's not very fair to the kid of the stripper and Hunter Biden.
It's definitely not.
You know, I thought they always were thinking about the kids. Not thinking about that kid.
Not thinking about that kid.
Not today.
So you just checked because yesterday we did an Instagram live and we were talking about the fact that at White House on Instagram, that account, the White House account, is forcing people to follow it, even though people don't want to follow it, and they keep unfollowing it, and in fact they block it altogether, and yet it comes back and forces people to follow. That happened to my husband. So you tested it out yesterday and blocked it.
I did.
And
I
think it's still not back. So that's
That may be the difference. Is I didn't just unfollow it. I unfollowed.
Yeah, he blocked them.
Oh, he blocked it.
Yeah, that was the whole point. That's why I told you to block them, because he blocked them completely. Like blocked and reported. Did all of it.
And then
next day it's back, and he follows it.
That's so weird.
Many people said it happened to them.
It didn't happen to me. So far. That's true.
They're coming for you.
Like the Matrix bots haven't gotten to me yet. They're trying to find me, but they haven't found me yet, those little buggers. So,
I mean, that is so weird. And it's so funny to read all the comments on the post there, because people are furious about having to follow them.
They're mad.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
We also did a video just for our insiders. And that is a thing, you guys. We have insiders now.
Yeah. Rand Paul did an interview with George Stephanopoulos, or we like to call him Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
And Rand Paul was a badass, because Rand Paul is a badass. And he's adorable. And he's Southern, and we love him.
He's just so... I love his voice. I don't know what it is about his voice, but I really love it. And there's something, because it's not a drawl, but it's like there's just this affect to it nice.
I think they call it a lilt.
Is it a lilt?
There's a lilt to it. Well, see, I grew up in the South, and you married a boy from the South.
Yeah.
And they have sort of a way about them, Southern men. They have a way about them where they're not in a hurry, you know? They're not in a hurry. And they're just kind of like, you know, they like to sit back, and they're just, and if they're not a wuss, they're not going to be pushed around, you know?
Yeah.
But they're going to do it in a way where it's like, you know, in a kind of a polite way. And Rand does that. Rand is, he does not get hot under the collar very much. He's calm.
Steady.
He's very calm. Yeah, very steady, very calm. Mm-hmm. And he was just not having it with George.
Well, because George was trying to put him into a corner. He was trying to make him say out loud that the election was not Olin's day. And Rand Paul would have none of it. He was like, listen, what I would say to you is that there are serious irregularities that have yet to be truly investigated. We have yet to see data presented from both sides in a court setting.
Right.
And that's not okay. And he was just like so awesome about it. I loved it.
Right. He's 150% correct. And I love that he didn't back down. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody said, I didn't see the name. I'm sorry, but somebody said country swag.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
It is.
It's like country swagger is what it is. He just has that whole, you know what? It's not his first rodeo, man. He's like been around the block. He knows. He's been beat to hell.
Yeah, he's been literally assaulted.
Literally assaulted.
Like, seriously.
By his neighbor, and then he and his wife were, you know, like they came after him after the RNC convention. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody reported that on the media. Nobody cared. I think Fox was the only one that covered that. Surprise!
Well, remember, the mainstream media covered it by saying that he was victimizing himself.
Right.
It was ridiculous. And every now and then I'll hear a lilt from my husband. It's rare because, you know, he's lived here for a long time now in Indiana. But it comes out in numbers, which is really weird. If he says 5 or 9, it's 5 or 9. And then there's sort of like not a drawl, but like a... just a, you know, like a flow.
Yeah. I don't have a Southern accent at all. And I grew up there, but I do like in emails now, I write y'all all the time.
Yeah.
I put y'all in an email all the time. And I'm like, it's probably unprofessional, but I just don't care. I don't care. Cause that's me. And if people don't like it, whatever, fire me. I don't care.
You can just say bugger off all y'all.
Bugger off all. It's all y'all. All y'all.
All y'all.
So yeah, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, so good for him for not backing down on that, and for representing, you know.
Yeah, it was great. He was terrific.
Yeah.
What else did I have?
I think I was going to mention that Montana, because I feel very strongly about this. Montana is introducing a bill to combat all that, hey, boys can play girls sports bullshit that is happening all across the country. That was, of course, one of the first priorities of Joe Biden because, you know, we have all this stuff going on. There's a pandemic. There's all sorts of crap going on in our country. But, of course, first priority for liberals is to make sure that if boys identify as girls, they can play girls' sports. Because screw our girls, right? I mean, nobody cares about our girls. Nobody wants to protect our girls. I mean, screw them. We're a feminist on this. They're completely silent. Mach and I have done a podcast on this. I feel very strongly about this because I have, well, we have two girls. We have three kids, two girls. One of our oldest girls out on our own, but she played soccer all through high school, all through middle school and high school. And our youngest is a swimmer. And I think to myself, she's 10 and she works her ass off at swimming. And if she gets all the way through to the, you know, to the senior high school level and misses out on a scholarship because a boy bumps her, oh my God, how, it's not even me feeling enraged about that. It's the fact that my sweet baby girl who worked her butt off and misses out on a scholarship because a boy decides to, you know, beat her because he's biologically stronger than she is, that is not okay. We're not protecting our girls. And I don't know why people can't see that. It's not, this shouldn't even be a party line thing at this point. This should be you just look at it from a biological perspective. And what are we doing to our girls? So we're basically telling them, you can work your butt off, you know, and then if a boy decides he wants to take your spot, sorry.
They just have to say out loud, I'm feeling like a girl today.
Right. I mean, what are we doing? It's insanity what we're doing.
And that's the party of science.
Right.
Okay. Really?
This is just crazy. It's madness. So I'm glad to see that Montana is at least having some sense and they're fighting back on this crap because it's just, it's madness, absolute madness. We've lost our minds in this country.
So Boris Johnson had himself a phone call with Joe Biden. I'm going to read you his tweet and you tell me if you notice anything weird about it.
Okay.
Great to speak to President Joe Biden this evening. I look forward to deepening the long-standing alliance between our two countries as we drive a green and sustainable recovery from COVID-19.
What? A green recovery from COVID-19.
Right. What the hell?
What does that even mean? What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It literally means nothing. Because who gives a crap? If you've lost someone to COVID, do you care if the recovery is green?
No, I don't.
Or sustainable? What in the world?
What does that even mean? Like, somebody's got to explain to me what that even means. Like, it's just, you know, it's a bunch of politician speak is what it is. It's like a word salad of bullshit coming out of his face. I don't, like, what is that? What is, like,
I don't know. Isn't that the craziest crap you've ever, why is anything about a recovery from a pandemic
green?
Green.
Why is it green?
Your guess is as good as mine. I just thought that was so odd. I was just like, I was struck by it when I saw it on Twitter and I was like, what is that? How do you make a green recovery?
Yeah, what does it have to do with the recovery from a virus? Like what? But the thing is, no one ever holds their feet to the fire. They don't say, what does that mean? Boris?
I did. I retweeted it and I was like, what the hell does this mean?
You think he's going to answer you?
No.
Again, it's like we're the girls that they never answer. They don't. They're like, oh, you're the girls that they don't take home to mom. That's it. They're not gonna. We're not gonna answer.
He doesn't even have time to comb his own hair, right. Let alone answer me on a question.
I feel like he has time. He just doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was in ICU for a couple days with it.
Right.
I mean, and so was green and sustainability important to him as he recovered?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I'm not sure.
I do not get it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, all right, I got to go and read some things because I don't know anything about anything right now.
Okay.
For the show.
Well, hopefully everything that you read is sustainable.
I'm planning on having a sustainable show today.
You guys have a sustainable day. I hope you do. Bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Oh, God, I'm so stretching right now at the same time. I feel so good to stretch. You guys, have a fantastic Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
What is President Trump's reaction to big tech censorship, and what can he do about it? This is Sarah Carter. Rudy Giuliani joins me to explain why taking away free speech in America is really taking away America. Find The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.